bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Malik. Biden announced on Friday that grants will be given to the victims' families of the Baltimore Bridge collapse on March 26th, along with an $8 million grant for Sparrows Point, the only port that was not affected by the bridge collapse. Biden says that the government should pay for the reconstruction of the bridge, but it must be approved by Congress first. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is extremely grateful for Biden's support during such a concerning time.
I received my first call from the White House at around 3 a.m. on the day of the collapse. And every hour since, we've worked hand in hand with this administration. President Biden might not be a Marylander by birth, but I tell you, he's proven what it means to be Maryland tough and Baltimore strong.
Audio provided by CBS. It is unsure how much money will be provided, but Republicans are already in opposition of the government paying the bill. The Biden administration has given $60 million to clean the wreckage caused by the collapse. The Biden administration is expected to release new proposals about the elimination of student loan debt. The Supreme Court originally struck down the proposal for Biden's student loan debt forgiveness program almost 10 months ago. The original program was planned to deliver up to $20,000 worth of relief to millions of Americans. Biden is expected to work on these new proposals on Monday, which is the same day Biden is traveling to Madison, Wisconsin, to discuss lowering costs for Americans. If the proposal is put into action, it'll take a while for it to be put into effect. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Malik.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.